celebrating 50 years of ministry. This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Always a great, great joy to welcome you right on in here to your breakthrough, where we are only a few short days away from Easter, Resurrection Sunday. The excitement, the anticipation, expectation are rising minute by minute. Now, on my desk next to me are just a few, and I mean a few, of the hundreds of thousands of requests that I will be placing on our Easter Sunday prayer altar in the great, legendary Summerall Tabernacle Easter Sunday. I know so many of you have received this very, very, very special prayer request form in the mail. Now, if you haven't received it, you need to get on the mail list. It will simply remain a piece of paper if you don't mail it in. Time's running out now. Mail it. Get it into me today. Don't hesitate. Don't delay. Or simply pick up that cell phone and call a Breakthrough Prayer Line. Include your most urgent prayer requests. You know the only kind of prayer God can't answer? An unrequested prayer. Then on Easter Sunday, my great and glorious God, add your faith, your agreement with the millions, verifiable millions of Breakthrough partners around this globe. We'll all be praying together for your 2024 resurrection miracle. There is, in 2024, an open door available at this very specific time of year. So please, take that step of faith. Come on over the threshold of the doorway of God's promise for you, for your family, for everyone and everything you love. Now, that happens to be the subject of my message for you today. It's entitled Prophetically Positioned in the Open Door. And it begins right now.
5784 is 2024, the year of the open door. Now shout this, God, open the passageway of my eyes, my ears, my mind, and my heart. The number 24 in Hebrew is associated with the priesthood and especially with temple worship. Say right now, what we are doing is temple worship. This is a congregation. This is an assembly. And God said, I would you not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, not the gathering. A gathering's just a bunch of parts with no function. But an assembly is the assemblage of the different parts for the working and the fulfillment of the whole body. So we are about, in 2024, increasing temple worship. Now let everybody in America know the doors are open at WAC. And we're going to come together according to Psalm 100, verses 1, 2, and 4, making a joyful noise unto the Lord. I said, this is how we come in, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, serving him with gladness, coming before him with singing, entering his gates with thanksgiving. Thank him for something out loud. Thanksgiving and entering his courts with praise, being thankful to him and blessing his name. So let's come in. Now Now point at these walls, according to Isaiah 60, and shout, "We call you salvation." Now look at these doors and shout, "We call you praise." Woo! We go out, be seated, according to Mark 16. Go. That's how you go out. Go. Where? Into all the world. And do what? Preach the gospel. In order to preach it, you have to know what it is. The Bible is the recorded record of God's dealing with human persons. His history did not begin with us. He had no beginning, therefore he has no ending. Without mother or father, beginning of days or end of life, he is I am. If he's always going to be here, that means he always had to be here. Where did God come from? Your Bible answers that. He came from Teman, nothing and nowhere. Because there was nowhere for him to come from, because he fills all in all. There was nothing for him to stand on because he hadn't created it yet. Watch me now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. Because we find that the earth was formless and void, and darkness was upon the face of the waters. So something happened. Here's what happened. Cosmos, order. Cosmos became chaos. So God got busy. He divided the light from the darkness. How profitable would that be in our lives? Darkness on one side, light on the other. John 10:10, the thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. Think about it from this perspective. The thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. So if you're involved in killing, stealing, and destroying, but he came that we might have life, and life abundantly. Isaiah 57:2. I want to talk to you for 5 minutes about peace. And I'm going to show you the only way to find it. Because our world is peaceless. Our world is chaos. Our world is disjointed. Everybody against everybody. Here a truth, there a truth, everywhere a truth, truth. And nobody got truth. So there's no peace. If you're weary with not living and existing in a state of peace, raise your hand. You're weary of that. Oh, you all got all the peace you need. My great God. Who are you attempting to fool? Some of you wanted to run over three people on the way here this morning. I didn't order an egg muffin. The peace of God, Isaiah 57:2. The righteous will enter into peace, and they will rest in their beds. Great God in heaven, say peace. God created the heavens and the earth. Did he not? Did he not? In how many days? How many days? Six. Six is the number of man. And then your Bible says that on the seventh day, God entered into Shabbat. Actually, Shabbat Shalom. He stopped and ceased from his labor. Now, everything that God created, he said it is good. He separated the light from the darkness. He separated the waters from the land. What's he doing? He's bringing order. He made green grass before he made a cow to eat it. Why? He's organizing. He put nine planets. Pluto is a planet. I rebuke you. He put nine planets up there. He created the Milky Way galaxy. It's in the north. Mount Zion. In the sides of the north, the city of the great king. How beautiful heaven must be on the other side of that. 6 days he labored, bringing order, bringing cosmos to chaos. If you want peace in your life, you've got to learn how to turn chaos into cosmos. When is your devotional time every day? Or well, whenever I get to? No, see? See? No. No. God made you a creature of habit. None of you are sitting three seats away from where you always sit. Drive, I encourage you, drive home a different way today. Take a different route. Tonight, make a determination of at least this one thing. This 1 hour of my day every day belongs to God. Now, you know why you won't do it? Because in order to do it, you'd probably have to get up an hour early. And that's not about to happen. You'd have to fast your lunch. Well, that's not going to happen. Your prayer life's not organized. Your devotional life's not organized. Your witnessing life's not organized. You have no plan for what's going to happen this Thursday. None. And if anybody asks you for your plan, you'll be offended. Now, I've told you how to get peace, so if you don't have any, I am delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. I prophesy to you, your chaos in 2024 is going to become cosmos. Things are going to get in their place. They are going to function the way they're supposed to function. One day a week, you're going to have Shabbat Shalom, and your life is going to be filled with the peace of God. Now shout, with God's help, I can do it. Get on your feet and give him praise.
My, in this, overly stressed out, upside down world, you ought to get my book called Living in an Upside Down World. Do we ever at this moment need the peace that only God can give? More than 2,000 years ago, the disciples were in an overwhelming state of chaos. They just witnessed, hear me now, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. They'd lost their peace. Their thoughts were in a whirlwind. What did this all mean? Then the Apostle John went to find the garden tomb open. Don't forget, this is the year of the open door. And there John encountered the chaos concerning the discovery that the Lord's body was gone. I wrote a book by that title, Gone. One man, one tomb, one Sunday. As that beloved apostle stood in the garden, streaks of light that crossed that darkened sepulcher, he gazed at the neatly folded napkin. That disciple whom Jesus loved knew for surety that it was the linen that had wrapped around the very bruised and battered head of the only begotten Son of God. It was now separated from the other grave clothes. It was not in a heap. It was neatly folded. John knew in the tradition of the day, at a dinner table, you would fold your napkin to indicate to the host that you'd be back. His Lord, the resurrected King of glory, was coming back, and John knew it, and so do we. Your miracle can happen like lightning breaking forth from a dark-throated storm cloud today. At a time when you least expect it, my precious partner, Pam, needed a resurrection miracle. We're all believing for one. She'd been praying diligently for her two adult sons to finally, you know what this means, many of you, surrender their lives completely to the Lordship of Christ. Well, Pam wrote, God told me years ago, he would save my entire household, and I began sowing into the fertile soil of breakthrough, believing for my family to be saved. Well, I'm sure you know, Pam received her miracle resurrection, harvest of her resurrection seed. Both of her sons, plus her sister, have made Jesus Christ Lord of their lives. There is no greater miracle, Pam, and I know hundreds of thousands of our breakthrough partners are believing for their families this resurrection season. In this year of an open door, the King of glory, Jehovah Hamalek, the Lord, the King, is about to move boldly and with great determination on your behalf. I don't know what particular harvest from your 2024 resurrection seed you may be believing for, but I can attest to this fact year after year after year. More miracles are in manifestation during this season than at any other time during the year. The supernatural power of a resurrection seed cannot be activated if that seed is not sown. And the portal, the open door, closes in just a few days. March 31st, Easter, Resurrection Sunday. You know, 39 years ago, now I don't look that old, do I? 39 years ago, God Almighty himself gave to me, the pastor, and this local fellowship of believers, a topos, a word with no expiration date. Oh, my great God, it's touching your life today. We were in need of a miracle as a congregation. We needed to construct a brand new office facility, and God spoke to our hearts. Our instruction was this one time every year at Easter, according to Deuteronomy 16:16. Instead of setting aside 10%, which we always do to honor God, we were to set aside an entire week's increase and see what God would do. Well, people began to position themselves in the open door that word from God brought forth. They prepared their resurrection seed. We were believing for $100,000. And at that time, I'm telling you, that might have been $10 million. But everyone, every single person, so important, united in agreement, the greatest number of people focused on the smallest point of agreement, believing for your need, yields the greatest result. Sunday, 39 years ago, our harvest didn't end up being $70,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 or even $100,000. It was far beyond what we could have ever asked or thought. $147,000. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the joy, the victory, the faith growth that took place? That same topos word, no expiration date, is for everyone attached to this great worldwide ministry by reason of your sacrificial connection. It's time, one time a year, to sow at this God-appointed miracle season. This is when we give our very best. Why? We're celebrating that God on the cross gave his very best for us. You can also sow securely at rodparsley.com. Now remember, no gift is ever too small. No gift is ever sown that doesn't reap a harvest. Do your very best. Let's celebrate Easter and resurrection power together.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just-finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open. Call, write, or click on rodparsley.com before Easter Sunday, March 31st. Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, before I have to be drug away and leave you today, what a broadcast we've had. I hope you'll allow me to ask a very simple question. It's the most important question you'll ever answer. Is your life chaotic or does it have cosmos? Cosmos meaning order. The answer to your chaos is as close as the cross of Jesus Christ. It's a window into the very heart of God. It's the hallmark of an authentic and life-giving gospel. It's the glorious plan of God for your life to bring every one of us to the cross of Christ where we can lay down our brokenness and our burden and receive His wholeness and peace. Today, your Bible says, is the day of salvation. Tomorrow, that's promised to no one. Day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's a loving friend just on the other end of your phone ready to pray with you. Salvation comes only through confession, to say yes to Jesus Christ, yes to His love, and boldly lift up the cross of Jesus Christ in your own life. Won't you call now or just log on at rodparsley.com? I'm so thankful your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life and you'll be as sure for heaven as if you were already there. Do it right now. I'll see you next time right here on Your Breakthrough.